You're listening to SBS News.
France's Prime Minister Jean Castex has tested positive for COVID-19, hours after returning from a visit to neighbouring Belgium. His 11-year-old daughter also tested positive for the virus. The French Prime Minister, who has received two vaccine doses, will continue to work while remaining in isolation for 10 days. In the meeting he returned from, he and his Belgian counterpart had condemned the violence that occurred during the weekend's protests against COVID measures. Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo.
It's inacceptable that cette violence surveillance contre la police.
It is unacceptable that this violence targeted police forces. This violence is even more unacceptable because of the moment we are living. We all know that this is a difficult period. We know that in the health sector, everybody is doing their best. And what we saw has nothing to do with freedom. It has nothing to do with personal freedom. It became something purely criminal. And it's clear that security and police personnel, with the help of CCTV, for instance, will do everything to identify the people who encouraged this violence.
The streets of Guadeloupe in the French island group within the Southern Caribbean Sea has also seen days of unrest. Compulsory vaccination has touched a nerve in its population, descended from slaves who worked on French plantations and who were systematically exposed to toxic pesticides. French Prime Minister Jean Castex has condemned the illegal activities of the few.
Une petite minorité violente qui dévalise les magasins.
It's a small, violent minority that robs stores, blocks roads, holds motorists to ransom, prevents sick people from accessing sometimes vital care, and even goes so far as to shoot at the forces. I condemn this violence with the utmost firmness. The perpetrators are and will continue to be arrested and tried. I also want to express all my solidarity with our fellow citizens of Guadeloupe who are the first victims.
Local police have arrested several dozen people after food stores and pharmacies were looted. France has deployed 200 extra police officers, including elite police commandos, to quell days of unrest. Guadeloupe has reported almost 55,000 COVID-19 cases and 822 deaths attributed to the virus. Meanwhile, the European Union's drug regulator is evaluating data on booster doses of the Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine, and say a decision could come within weeks. But the World Health Organization is continuing to highlight the dangers of vaccine inequity. David Miliband is President and Chief Executive Officer of the International Rescue Committee.
Over 5 million people are dead as a result of COVID. The global economy has suffered a multi-trillion dollar shock. And we're now in the absurd situation of countries in Europe returning to lockdown because of an anti-vaccination movement at a time when the countries where we work, the International Rescue Committee, have vaccination rates of less than 5.
An independent panel is calling for a new treaty to strengthen the World Health Organization with more funding and a greater ability to investigate pandemics. Former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark is co-chair of the panel.
We're also clear that an authoritative and independent WHO is a key part of a reform package. It has to be the nerve centre of all health aspects of pandemic preparedness and response. But it needs to be stronger, with true independence and with the focus, the authority and the reliable financing to do the job member states expect of it.
Low vaccination rates are affecting mainly poorer countries, such as many in the African continent. Kenya only has 4.5% of its population fully vaccinated. The Kenyan government has now announced that residents must show proof of COVID-19 vaccination by December 21st to access services. The move is welcomed by some businesses, but criticised by others, who say with low vaccination rates, the move is unrealistic. Street shoe mender Bernard Mutilla says the COVID vaccinations should be done the same way other programs were done.
Wangefanya kitu naitwa door-to-door, kama polio. Door-to-door.
They ought to have done a door-to-door campaign, as they do for polio, vaccinating people from house to house instead of saying that they will deny access to public services because the government serves us all.
Kenya has recorded only 22 coronavirus cases in the past day, but 3 lives were lost. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.